responder or a patriot looking for a place to put your skill set, your thoughts, and or want to help continue the mission, you have come to the right place. We are the People's Patriot Project, and we want to be the shock and awe when it comes to meeting the needs of our veterans and first responders. We are dealing with a new enemy in today's world where the wounds are not always seen. We want you to be part of this mission in saving lives and making a difference. Welcome to Patriot Playtime. We got your 6 at 6. Now here's your host, Shad Turner of Veterans Unite Podcast and the People's Patriot Project. And as always, Patriot Pride.
Live show on Facebook and podcast later on in the week. We call it We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime. Every week we bring you a guest and many times a new musician, and we share all the good and maybe the not so good in our world that's happening to us, with us, around us, for us, and against us. Tonight's show will be an exciting evening of fun and amazing discussion. We have Fred, we have David, and I can't wait to hear all about what they've got going on. First, though, let me ask you to take off your hat, and if you can stand, please do so, and we will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And welcome, everybody. We got Mark Peterson with the People's Patriot Project. We will have Fred introduce himself when he talks later on. And we have David Chamberlain, correct? I haven't said your last name yet. I hope that was good. And we got everything, a million things to talk about tonight, right?
This is amazing. What a great panel of people we have today. And for those, I mean, I hope everyone recognizes everyone on the screen, but we do have Fred Lewis of the TV hit show Gold Rush. Good to have you here, Fred. Thank you for making time for us.
Yeah.
And I've absolutely been enthralled. Me and Mr. Chamberlain have been talking all week, and what an amazing craft this gentleman has. And I'm almost sad that's taking us so long to get him on the show, because he's definitely got a craft that we, but again, I do want to remember or remind everyone that we do have WP3 Radio that plays exclusively veteran and first responder musicians. Get a chance. All you got to do is real simple. Check you out on Google, WP3 Radio, and it pops up just like that. It's pretty awesome. So everyone on there is people that we've had on here in the past. But Andrea, what do you got in the news?
Oh, my goodness. Well, here we go. We have got, we just rolled out of Black History Month and into Women's History Month. So March is Women's History Month. We have well over 200,000 women that serve on active duty in the U.S. military. These contributions the women have made to military history and well beyond can never be ignored. While Women's History Month is not a time to focus exclusively on the contributions of women in military service, the contribution of female veterans are certainly an important part of American history. Shoot, who didn't know about it's Florence Nightingale, right? I got the name right, first name. But way back in like middle school is where we learned about her heroic. Man, there's so many out there. I want to thank those who are still around and those who should have been thanked millions of times over before. Coming up, this is next Sunday, March 13th, is Canine Veterans Day. A military war dog, or military working dog, an MWD. And goodness knows, I've had a lot of those acronyms to learn dealing with all of this. So MWD is a canine that has been trained to protect humans in dangerous situations. And March 13th has been unofficially designated as a day to honor these unique members of the military. Canine Veterans Day will be observed Sunday, March 13th, 2022. And that, without going into current events, is what we've got going on right now. Let's just throw out a hey you and a prayer and a hug and a we're behind you to all of our military and all of our first responders that will be involved probably more than they want to be in the next however long this takes to get through. So
yeah, let's throw up that clip because we had some good conversation on the clip. And again, when we show you this clip, it has nothing to do about the people and their background. And because you can argue, and I'm going to drop a name. If you say Alan Alda, you may know some back history of who he was, what he did, how he expressed himself. But you can't argue that the hit TV show MASH was iconically a message that, you know, a lot of people tuned into and we remember forever. But there's a great clip with a little dialogue that I saw this week, and I just, it kind of moved me for a moment, and we're going to throw that up here real quick.
Ever get the feeling there's a war going on?
There's always a war going on. War is the world's favorite spectator sport. Who needs more skin sutures?
Well, everybody knows war is hell. Remember, you heard it here last.
War isn't hell. War is war, and hell is hell. And of the two, war is a lot worse.
How do you figure that, Hawkeye?
Easy, Father. Tell me, who goes to hell?
Sinners, I believe.
Exactly. There are no innocent bystanders in hell. But war is chock full of them. Little kids, cripples, old ladies. In fact, except for a few of the brass, almost everybody involved is an innocent bystander.
Well, I'm not. I'm here because my country needs me.
I didn't know it wasn't just some excuse to ship you 8,000 miles from home.
Yeah, the Korean War was invented so your parents wouldn't come looking for you.
You're a pair of sickos.
Some truth in that, isn't there?
Yeah.
We forget that. We forget. There are some innocent people. And the great part is last weekend when we said, you know, let's remember Ukraine and this and that. And one of our guests, Jesus Hernandez, said, well, let's remember the soldiers too. Because there's a lot of times the soldiers, I've got a 21-year-old running around. I mean, he's not in my house right now, but he went in as a 17-year-old. So those Russian and Ukrainian soldiers are their 17-year-olds to their 21-year-olds. Yes, you do have your leadership that are getting older, but they're just kids doing what they're told. And just keep them up in your thoughts. And, you know, we go with the slogan and the thought that remembrance is important, but to remember is not enough. And that's why is our platform with the People's Patriot Project. And that is where we're at now, and that's why we have this show, and that's why we have people. We are blowing up at the seams with the guests that are coming in. Richard Fleek, Commander, so awesome to see you here. TSP Scuttlebutt Podcast, I was on their show this last week. That'll get put out there. Beth Barkland, good to see you. Green-Eyed Barbie, Storm Riders. We got some great news coming up with those guys. We'll do a Storm Rider salute real quick here, because I love them.
Yeah, I saw the light in the sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
That's boom energy. I love it.
That's
oh my gosh.
Right there,
huh? Check out the Storm Riders when you get a chance. We are having conversations, and we've got some. We got Jeremy's here, Tina's here, Green Eyed Barbie. We know who that is. I don't know if she wants us to put her name out there of what we know her name as, but we'll throw it. Quinn. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome. And it's for the sole purpose, and we've had this conversation, of creating recognition for the need of support for our veterans and first responders. They do veterans. We do first responders because we believe that, I mean, roughly 75% of all first responders served in the military or at some capacity with the military as well. I don't want to be on a box for long, but I also want to mention that Andrea's talking about this is female service month. We also need to realize, and so there's later this month will become a day, and I know a lot of people will get butthurt about this day, but it's female veteran or military day. And they're like, well, can't we just do Veterans Day? Yes, we can do Veterans Day. But the reason why that day exists is because literally the time in history where women got zero recognition for being involved in the war part, the WACSs, the people before in World War I and World War II, and even into Vietnam and Korean War, where the women actually played a support role, even on the battlefield, but were not, quote unquote, on papers with the military. So there is that time. And you know what? We're here to honor and support and recognize all those people who have served. And so that's what it comes down to. Fred, thanks for being here, brother.
Thanks for having me.
You got a big jar of gold sitting around there someplace?
No, I don't. I stole it all. And I wish I'd held on to it now. The war's about to kick off.
Right? Right?
It's good. It's good. The price of fuel is going up, but the price of gold is going up more. So I'm sure. Okay at the moment. I'm kind of juggling.
So when do you come down from the Great Yukon? When do you come down to the mainland area of the United States?
We live in the Yukon about half the year. So we leave here in April as soon as the ferry opens because it's a frozen access. So we have to wait for the ferry to open. And then we come back before the ferry closes around the middle or beginning of October. That's pretty much our game. As long as there's no ice, we can still mine.
10 years ago, was gold mining on the radar?
13 months ago, gold mining really wasn't on the radar.
Sure.
I mean, I came into the last season in Oregon because of COVID. I was supposed to go to the Yukon. They closed the border. I saw an opportunity, heard through the grapevine that they were looking, and pitched myself and I got it. And the rest is history. It wasn't even on my radar before that moment. It's just something I've been working with veterans for a long time. I had a nonprofit that didn't go the way I wanted to, but my whole emphasis was always to get veterans challenged and to help them transition. And then when I saw the opportunity, having worked on the gold mine the year before at Parker's, I was like, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to take this opportunity and go for it. And that's pretty much how it happened.
So how did you and Parker connect? I mean, I know that you did his security detail for going on his special trips. How did you guys connect outside of that? Or
that was it. They found my resume somehow. They were looking for a medic. They were looking for someone with some experience in the types of things that was going on in PNG. And I'd been on American Ninja Warrior. I think I'd gotten on the radar through that. And they just asked me, called me out of the blue. I was like, Parker, I guess. Yeah, let's go do it.
What's harder, combat or gold mining?
Shit. You know, I enjoyed combat a lot more than I enjoyed gold mining. Gold mining is hard. It's consistently draining. I mean, Stuart was basically saying I was running a labor camp up there. So I would say if you take a 3-month deployment versus a 3-month mining session, I'd take the deployment any day.
That's interesting. It seems like there's a constant process of troubleshooting that is going on in that environment. And I know that the element probably doesn't help, but you guys are on your toes 24/7 fixing solution. Do you think that your involvement with the military helped in that approach to be able to troubleshoot on your toes?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that everything I had looked for the first 9 years of my transition lacked the chaos that comes with gold mining. And I think that my brain functions better with movement, with inconsistencies. So gold mining is absolutely perfect. I need a challenge first off, and I also need like some kind of a dangling failure like right in front of my face that could happen at any moment. That to me, that's what kind of drives me to excel and brings out the best in everybody around us. So it's the perfect fit. I mean, there is a high probability we're going to fail. But that's what we love. You know, that's why we're doing it.
I'm going to argue with you. Can I argue with you?
Yeah.
I disagree. I disagree that you're going to fail. And this is the reason why. I don't think you're up there gold mining, man. I think you're up there saving lives. I think you're up there taking care of veterans that need that outlet. And I don't think you can fail. I'm just going to say, I know you want to have that 32 pound nugget come into your thing, but you're saving lives, brother. That's what I call it. And, I don't think you can fail. I'm going to give you props. I'm going to give you kudos. And I'm going to say thank you for having that vision because it's important. Ever since I saw you on the show, and I'll be honest with you, I don't have time to sit down and watch it weekly. And I usually when I sit down, I fall asleep about immediately just because of my routine. But my brain was just going circles about what more could we do to support you and your mission up there. And I think there's a couple other pieces. I won't, you know, blow up the world here, and we can have that conversation in our post show. But I think there's a way to reach and gain and help more people. And if you're interested in having that conversation, that's what we do. That's what we're here for.
There's something I could talk about that's leaning towards what you're saying right now that I really haven't talked about on the show. I really was kind of waiting for the gold mining to be really successful. It's kind of like a three-phase plan that I have here. Phase one being turn veterans into gold miners, which we're doing, and I think we've done. Every single guy and gal that's coming back this season has experience as a gold miner. So I'm like, okay, these guys have transitioned. I feel like we're a good solid gold mining team. We're shooting for a solid goal next season. We have ground ahead of us for probably 5 years. So that phase I feel like is pretty set. There's two other phases in this that I wanted to implement. One being kind of like a retreat. I'm setting up kind of, I guess you'd call them tents, but like tents and teepees type lodges where I can get veterans to come up and experience like the mining aspect, be behind the scenes, not with the cameras in their faces, but just kind of see what we're all about. I believe I could work through nonprofits to get funding to get them flown up there. You know, all this stuff is still ahead of us, but it's where I'm going. And then phase three, I want to start investing in veterans. I'm going to take 5% of the gold that we recover every season. I'm going to invest it kind of like Shark Tank, but for veterans. I'm going to invest 5% of our gold into an entrepreneur that wants to start a business. And I'm going to start working a network that way. Every season I want to help somebody else start a business. And I feel like we're in phase one now. We got some good movement. Phase two is going to be kind of simple. I've already got the lodging. I just got to figure out legalities. I've actually opened up a nonprofit again that I had opened before. We're redoing that. So I'm going to have that element. And then phase three, the investment phase, is pretty easy. We just got to find gold.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's where I want to go with this. And if I can get other companies to come in and do the same things, well, let's do it. Let's make it bigger. Let's help somebody every year make themselves into something else. Because when I was transitioning as a farmer, I tried doing everything. I was a teacher. The one thing I lacked was support. I had nobody that believed in my mission and my goals but myself, and I lost out on a lot of opportunities. So I know if I could give money to somebody else, it's in that same position. I mean, that's where we make some dreams, and that's where we actually start helping people. That's my spiel, but, you know.
I love it. Let's save a little bit of that for our post show, and we'll get that. I think, you know, having – many heads together, A, it lightens the load, and B, you know, you can bounce ideas and stuff. And again, I'm not here to steal your baby or step on your toes. We're here to save lives is what we're here to do. And exactly. If we can reach one person, we've done our job. Well, hang with us for a little bit, Fred. If you have to bump, I understand. I know you're a busy man, but I would like to bring DC or David. Oh, look at that guy. Stealing the limelight.
Show stealer. Oh my god.
That's a hard act to follow right there. We're
just chilling.
Oh. Thank you for your service too, brother.
Hey, thank appreciate you. It. I'd still be doing it if they'd let me.
You bet, man.
100%. Mr. Chamberlain, thanks for joining us tonight, brother.
Hey, it's my pleasure, man. Thank you for having me.
We got a double dipper here. I love am excited to share that we have Mr. Chamberlain served both in the military and as a law enforcement officer. And so he kind of fits into that niche that we believe that or see that roughly 75% of all people that have served find another way to serve after their service. And so thank you for your service as well, brother.
You're welcome.
And you have this amazing gift and talent to be able to sing.
I don't know where it comes from, man. You know, I just I enjoy singing, and that's just the way it is, I guess. It's sort of a, I don't even know where to go with that.
When did you start playing?
You know what to say. What? Thank
when
you.
When did you start playing music?
Yeah, you play music, and I'll think about that.
Yeah. Well, what do you have a lead in for any one of the songs that you want me to play?
So first of all, I'm not good at these interviews, Fred and Andrea and Mark. This is not my thing. I'm sort of new to this. But what I do want to say is that Freedom Don't Come Free, I think this is the first one you're going to play, is about how you go to war and you don't come back the same condition that you left in. You know, when you go to war, there's a lot of scars that are left with you for the rest of your life. And some of them are visible, some of them are not. And that's what this song is about. It's about paying that price for freedom. So it doesn't come free.
We have David Chamberlain, Freedom Don't Come Free.
I'm a soldier, I fought in World War II. I'm a veteran, I did it for me and you. And scars not anyone can see. It's just a reminder that freedom, it don't come free. I'm a soldier, a fallen being. I'm a veteran, I'm proud of who I am. Yeah, I've got wounds and scars anyone can see. It's just a reminder that freedom, it don't come free. Do. I always stand up for freedom in red, white, blue. All my brothers and sisters who fought and died for me, we just want to remind you that freedom, it don't come free. In land overseas, Iraq, Afghanistan, my brothers fought and died for me. And through the bullets and wind, I can hear our mama's crying. Mama, don't you worry, it ain't our time. Right thing to do. I always stand up for freedom in the red, white,
Goosebumps, man. I don't want to force feed anyone this, but there's a lot of people, roughly 90% of our entire country, who gets to lay their heads on the pillows of freedom every single night, not having one concern about who gave them that opportunity to lay their head on that pillow. And that's frustrating for me, but it's times where I get to hear a message like that that helps me. It helps invigorate me to, again, keep the message out there. And we've had a lot of conversation about, we believe the awareness is out there. It's time to get our boots on the ground and do something about it. And I feel that talking to everyone in this panel and talking to everyone that's coming and listening to the show, you're in camp WEP3, you're a patriot. So you get it already. What are you doing to get the message out there for others to hear it? This is what you can do. You can invite them to this podcast and this live stream. You can like, share, and put our information out there. You can help with other affiliate organizations. David was concerned about having his Folds hat on. I'm like, no, we celebrate everyone that has organizations. And even the fact that Fred took time to share that, you know, he had a nonprofit and it didn't go where he wanted it to. But hopefully we can get everyone. We're all in the same storm. All of us.
Man, you know, the bottom line of it is, Mark, is post-traumatic stress is very real. And a lot of people don't realize what we go through. It's been 30-something years since I've been to war. And there's not a day that I don't think about it. You know, once you enter the field of combat, there's no turning back, man. Once you see that first dead body on the battlefield and the reality of that hits you right in the face, you go, you know, I'm not at home anymore. This is a real war. People are really trying to kill me, and we got to kill them or they're going to kill us. And that's something that affects you for the rest of your life. And you got to live with that, you know, and I still struggle with it 30 something years later after seeing my first dead Iraqi on the battlefield, you know, burnt to a crisp. He was in a, you know, we went through the berm through, we were on the front part of the push to liberate Kuwait. We were the first to go through the berm, and there was dead bodies all on the other side of the berm that we'd been shooting at for days. And we didn't realize, you know, what was going on. But once we got there, we saw what the reality was. We were killing people. People were dead. And that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. People don't get that. It's not easy to deal with, but you do. Somehow you just deal with it. You pull it back inside and you just go on with your life. It's not easy. And I, you know, I think that there's a reality to it that every veteran has. Every veteran experiences their own battles in their own way. And you got to fight your own battles your own way. And you got to deal with this your own way. And some people resort to bad things, and other people drink, other people do drugs, other soldiers, you know, spend more time with their family. I don't know, but you know, my way of dealing with it is I internalize it, and I don't like to talk about it very much. So I did it through this song. What you're seeing in that video, I helped produce and direct, was I wanted everybody to see what I was seeing, you know, whenever I wrote that. And, it's really hard to crawl inside the mind of a veteran, you know. It's hard. Every time I hear that song, it really just tears me up. I can't believe I wrote it. And two, it's just like I can't believe that I actually lived that. And it's probably nothing compared to my brother Fred down here or you, but it's my experience. And it's something that I experienced and that I'm going to take with me for the rest of my life. So,
well, thank you for sharing that amazing song. Thank you for taking time to write it. And again, thank you for your service, because, and you're right, everyone's service is a little bit, is unique. It's unique. and everyone manages it in a different manner. And this is another reason why the People's Patriot Project got put in place, is so it can create a social avenue for people to connect. Right. So maybe someone hears your story and says, hey, now I can dump this load of stuff and lighten that load. Yeah. That's thank the you. Reason and the purpose.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
yeah,
for doing
thank
that.
You.
Yep, exactly.
That's awesome. You're doing a great thing.
The exciting piece, the exciting piece about this is every single guest that we've had on our show actually has become a genuine relationship and cog in the workings of the People's Patriot Project. Won't be the last time you guys hear from us. We have 1,700 interactions a week in conversations and text messages.
My dog is barking at your dog.
What kind of dog is that, Fred? I got two
Pomeranians. They start barking. We're never going to. They hit the mute
button. He's getting lonely there.
Sorry to interrupt you. I just knew it was happening. I know what's happening here.
This is a great part of the show here. This is awesome. But we're going to have conversations on a regular, and it's just the way it's happened. It's the way it works. And I'm interested in doing that. And hopefully, again, bottom line, it's building a healthy relationship. And we've got people that tell me they are having a bad day. Well, thanks for telling me you have a bad day. How can we make it a better day? We get it in our Facebook page. We get it in text messaging. We get it on our website. And 97% of the people that reach out to us just want to have a genuine conversation. That's all they want to have. And that's good. And I can't handle all those conversations by myself. So Andrea joins, and the other affiliate organizations that we have that join us are part of that network. So when I am overfilled with the opportunities and obligations, I pass them off to Feed the Heroes Foundation down in Georgia, or what's some of our Texas organizations? OP Veteran.
Operation Canton Operation.
Yeah, I mean
Texas Strong.
Yeah. Keep going. Mm-hmm. So, and we've got the Storm Riders with us right now, and we have Scuttlebutt with us right now, who's we did their podcast, and the list just keeps going on and on and on of people that are coming on and sharing what we're doing. And Storm Riders are exciting, and that's we're excited about that message when that comes out too. So, Fred, tell us about a goal you have for this next year with what you're doing up in Alaska.
A goal I can tell you about. That's a trick here.
Fair enough.
Well, I'm definitely going to be hiring more veterans this year. Even if it's just one, I can say it like that. I think that's the plan every year, is to bring in at least one more veteran in. And I've always kind of set it up to kind of rotate them out. So you might see some old faces from this couple seasons before, might see some new ones. It's going to be kind of cool. Everybody's still involved, but maybe they're going to stay home for the season. That's just kind of how we're going to play with it. Our goal, we're going for, I guess I could probably say, I'm going to shoot for 500 ounces this season. And I think that, with what we mined this season, we've got 3 episodes left now that haven't aired. So everybody pretty much knows where we're going to end roughly. And I think that 500 ounce goal is pretty solid. I think we'll hit it. We've definitely got some issues to solve, but, we've got 4.5 miles of the creek from the point we're on right now until it ends. So we own the rest of the gold in the creek. So whatever's there is there.
I knew that the season wasn't over. I almost asked, well, did you make a goal this year?
And
I
3 apps left. Yeah. 3 apps left.
And we have Travis Partington, Oscar Mike Radio here. Awesome having you here, brother. Good evening. For sure, it is part of the real Gold Rush crew. So, what did you think? Tell me what thoughts came into your head, Fred, when you heard David's song.
You know, I really relate to the song, but I more relate to what he said after, and that is that we're all on our own journey, because I have worked around a lot of veterans. I'm involved. I'm on Team Invictus, Team US for Invictus this April. I'm going to the Netherlands competing in that. I'm still really active in the veteran community. And the one thing that resonates to me whenever I talk to somebody that has just transitioned is, you know, this is what worked for me, but what you have to do is you have to find your path and find your purpose. And I hopefully I can help that in some way. But I mean, that's what resonated the most to me, because I struggled for a long time trying to fit in, trying to be, I don't know, whatever everybody else wanted me to be. And it was only when I sat back, started taking care of myself and my physical being and working out and being healthy and kind of just focusing on me for a little bit that I understood where I wanted to go. And then the potential was just like, oh, been there all along. I mean, we are the same people. I look at a disability, the word disabled is the worst word we could possibly use, because in war, we disable tanks. Nobody's freaking driving them. I'm sorry for my French, but that tank's done. So if you label yourself as disabled and you have that connection with that word, I'm a linguist too, so I take this stuff kind of more seriously maybe, that'll get into your head, and being disabled has this meaning, but that's not what we are. We're injured. And I think that when you realize that way, an injury is something you can overcome a hell of a lot easier than a disability.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, and we always say we're not here to fix anything, because there may be some, we're here to recalibrate. And
that's an overcome.
It's behaviors, it's thoughts, it's things that just need to be tweaked. And it's that you're not broken. But you're looking through a different lens, and it's a lens that not everyone gets to look through, because, again, like I said, they're over here kind of doing their own thing, and we're getting there. We're getting there. It's one day at a time, doing the best we can with what we got for as many as we can. That's what we do. So, David, with Cowboy Up. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a hard time with that phrase. And I want to tell you why. I want to tell you why. It's the same reason why, again, and I'm going to get in trouble here, because everyone knows I'm a school teacher. Andrea's a school teacher as well. I'm going to get in trouble because a term that's become very lay term is trauma in our schools. Now, I know a lot of kids deal with trauma. I know that. And don't get me wrong. It's not the same trauma that our veterans and first responders are experiencing on the battlefield and pulling dead bodies out of cars and buildings and stuff. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because your kid had to eat crust on a peanut butter sandwich today is not a issue of trauma. But I know for some that's traumatizing.
Sure.
I get it. Cowboy Up, I struggle because only cowboys can use that phrase, in my opinion. And we've talked about bull riding, bronc busting, and being that thing. And I know a lot of people that use that phrase just generally who don't know what it's like to be a cowboy. And so that's why I struggle with Cowboy Up. But I'm excited about this song, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know, when you fall down, you got to get back up and ride again. That's what it's all about, man. You got your friends pushing you to push you to your limits. And if you're ever going to ride that bull, you got to cowboy up. You got to pull your bootstraps up, get back on, and no matter how bad it hurts, get up there and do it again.
How many people on this panel have ridden a bull before?
What's that?
How many people on this panel have ridden a bull before?
Right here. Yeah,
I've barely ridden.
I'm way too tall.
Baby ones.
Yeah, I'm way too tall for bulls, man.
Wait, did that mutton busting?
Yeah.
Oh, mutton busting. Does that work? Little sheep.
Yeah.
I'm not what we call a cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm teasing.
One way trip fun for me, and it's down to the ground, man. Those bulls are powerful.
I can wrestle. I'll wrestle anybody.
You're wrestling? All right. We'll have to get you set up there, Fred. We'll get you done.
It's three seconds, right? I got that.
It's 8 seconds, and it's the 8 longest seconds of your life. It's worse than being shot at. No, but
Tammy Schroeder said she rode a bull, and that is funny to me, because if you knew Tammy, I believe her.
You rode a bull, Tammy. Who did? You did?
Tammy Schroeder.
Tammy, oh, okay. She's Tammy one of Schroeder. Our board, yeah. Okay. Tammy and her husband had a hobby farm. I'm guessing it's somewhere back in there, maybe.
Idaho, maybe. Back in Idaho, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got Mr. Chamberlain.
Cowboy up.
Cowboy up.
Get on it.
It's Sunday afternoon, we gonna take a ride. Just pray and hope to God and then make it back alive. Well, it ain't no bus, damn sure ain't no train. Just 2,000 pounds of inflicted pain. Got a cowboy up in rodeo time. You got
That takes me back to my days.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I was reading my notes in the background. That song got me so pumped up.
Yeah. Tammy Schroeder came clean and told us that she rode the electric bull, mechanical bull at Mickey Gillies.
For awesome.
All right. Make sure you have plenty of beers for that.
Yeah. So, gosh, that's a good one.
Cowboy Up was a fun video, man. We did it at a little ranch right outside of Union City, Oklahoma. this way out in the sticks. It was about 120 degrees that day. And so me and the band were sweating bullets out there. And it was just a lot of fun. A lot of young up-and-coming cowboys were out there. And it was just a blast. You know, we all got to play with the bulls and all the other livestock and stuff. So,
well, and cool, you man. Got to – you did you ride the bull?
I got on the bull. I didn't ride it. I'm too old. I ain't stupid. I got on there, and I did it when I was younger, but I thought about it. I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to let you turn it out for the video, right? No, that was a passing thought real fast. You know, it's time to get out of here. So I had a friend come up and get me. Said, don't do it, Dave. Don't do it. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt a lot longer than it did when you were younger. What's that?
That might be one of your best friends. You should probably stick around that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's the smartest thing you ever did, in my opinion. But they will. They'll break you up. They'll throw you down, and they'll stomp on you, and they're relentless. So that's a young man's
there
game.
There is. They,
it's a young man's
well,
game. I don't even.
It's a different
I enjoyed
kind
it
of
when
person.
I was younger. Yeah. Well, look, Mark, I was a mounted patrolman with Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office too, so you know, I've done all sorts of this stuff all my life. You know, raised out in the country, and I always wanted to get into the rodeo business. And I met some people in the Army that, you know, some cowboys, and they introduced me to roping. I got into roping for a while, and I said, you know what, I want to ride bulls. I came home from being in the military, and I ran into some cowboys, and that's how it all happened. I started riding on the weekends, and I regret every bit of it.
Oh, no.
It's painful. But it's fine for most people. You know, more power to you. But, yeah, you got a cowboy up, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You fail, get up and do it again and again. I finally did, but it took several tries before I got it. And a lot of broken bones.
So what's next in the world for David Chamberlain? Is it music, or what's the plan for David Chamberlain?
Doing music, man. Doing music and just going out and playing gigs and just trying to spread the word a little bit. I work with some veteran organizations. I go out and do things for Veterans for Life in Oklahoma City. It's an Oklahoma deal. And I work with, you know, Ed Polito every once in a while. He'll call me up to do some events with Folds of Honor. And then he has a new organization called Heart of the Lion Foundation with John Daly. They've invited me to do some things. But that's about it. You know, just making music and having a good time, raising my kids, you know, drinking some beers, just relaxing and enjoying life.
There you go.
I feel like you've earned it. It's
and I wouldn't mind wouldn't mind doing some gold mining one day, Fred. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there.
And it might lift their mandates on vaccines and all that stuff pretty soon. So.
Yeah, I got all mine, but, man, I would love to. That'd be fun. I don't know.
Hey, anybody's welcome to come up. All I say is if you can get up to Dawson, hit me up. You're welcome.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, like a three-day trip.
It's a what?
It'd be a pilgrimage
trip just to get to Dawson. That's flying.
Oh boy! All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? Who knows?
That's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, what's next for Fred? I mean, we're going to continue to do Gold Rush. Is there anything outside of Gold Rush?
No, I think right. Well, you know, I think this could turn into a lot of things. I think right now I'm focused on getting the gold mining operation going, so it's solid. I would love to expand. I would love to add a second team. I would love to keep going. But it's all dependent on how I build that relationship with our claim owners. Like how many claims can I secure? How much can we afford? And all that's dependent on how much gold we're pulling out of the ground. So it's sky's the limit. That's what I like about gold mining. I mean, you could hit a gold mine. I could hit a deposit of gold that could allow me to do all this right away. But it could take 10 years. But I think either way, the goal is to hire as many vets as possible, turn them into gold miners, create this into something that needs to be, and then invest in veterans. That's it.
That's pretty
awesome. I'm going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to say, if you can't answer this question, Jen, I totally get it. Who do you think has the best gold mining operation up there right now?
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Parker.
Yeah, I would say it's Parker. I really, the relationship I had with Tony and Minnie is awesome. I just feel like Parker has the most potential. He's sure. He's got the mind to do it, and he's got the fortitude, and he's aggressive as all get out. Yeah, I think it's Parker.
Okay.
Ask me in
sorry
5 years.
Right. Patriot Nation.
That's
will be up
the
there
one great thing about him. He told me that one day on the dirt that I would never beat him, and I was like, "Oh, thank you," because now I have.
Isn't that that's game nice? On. That's nice bait to throw out there. If you want to lose at something, then you throw something out there like that. That's what you.
Hey,
do.
I am probably the most hated person on Reddit. This is actually a true statement. They have rules built for me on Reddit because I'm so hated in the Gold Rush community. A lot of the Gold Rush fans don't like us. A lot of the Gold Rush fans think that it's fake. It's fabricated. It's so real. They don't understand how real it is, how much money I've invested into this, and how much I'm willing to invest into it to make us win. Wow. So they just play right into our hands. Like, you know, I've been underestimated my entire life. I'm the smallest guy on the ODA. I was probably the one guy that they were like, he's never going to make it through selection. But I did. And I kept going and going and going. So I kind of enjoy it. I'll take my time. I'll be silent. I can brag about it here because it's kind of funny. But as far as like the show goes, I'll be very, they won't know it until it's too late. Let's put it that way.
It's like fuel. It drives you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not only that, but it's the lack of understanding that they have towards what veterans are. Like the naivety they have towards our resumes versus theirs. Like, no offense, put Parker's resume and my resume side by side and don't tell anybody who we are. Who's going to look at whose resume first? My mind's sure. Probably 10 pages long or bigger than his. You know, I've done a lot in my life, but people take that for granted on the show. And it's tragic because it's disrespectful to my entire team. I've got guys with two purple hearts on my team. Our team shouldn't be disrespected because of some Gold Rush fans, but it happens a lot.
Well, and again, it is the thing that I found, and this is stupid because I pulled this from the one series I do watch was the 1883. And one of the things that I found in all conflict is it's an unknown factor. There are things that aren't known. There are people that are looking at probably your crew saying, well, what a bunch of degenerates that are just up there broken trying to they're whining about everything. No, they're not whining. They're dealing and working through the things that I get it, but it's people who don't know. You don't know. And you should probably learn a little bit more before you start spouting out and, we got you. We got your back, man. This is
people have a short-term memory, though. It was 7 years ago. 300 ounces was a big year on the show, and now they have that standard held, and we're like, hey, just give us a chance to do this, you know. But it's not. But you hit on something earlier. It's not even about the gold, and I say it on the show, and the producers are like, well, it is about gold. It's Gold Rush, but it's not. It's about what that's going to open up as far as opportunity sure. for these guys.
Absolutely.
And it's about what we can build it into. So,
well, I'd like to remind you at the beginning of the show, you said you're going to fail at that part. And I said, you are winning. And yeah. I just want to put that on the
right.
Little
thing right there.
And you had a lot of agreements out there in the comments. So on that one,
we get a fun one now from Mr. Chamberlain. Do you remember the last one we got, bud?
Another one. All right. Which one are you going to play?
She ain't rich, but she can rock a feller.
All right. Cool. Oh, interesting. That's a pretty cool song.
What is there any play on words there, or what does that mean?
Well, so when I got started in the music business, and by the way, it was a total accident. I went out to an audition in Oklahoma City, and there's a big competition. There's probably 100, 200 people in it. And one of the judges was Dwayne Blackwell. And Dwayne Blackwell co-wrote Friends of Low Places. Y'all know that? Going to Hire Wino is another good one that he did. Mm-hmm. And he took a liking to me. He invited me to Nashville. So if you ever come to Nashville, I'm going to hook you up with some of my songs and see if you want to, if you'd like to sing some of them. She Ain't Rich, But She Can Rock a Feller is one of those songs. It's about a girl that is poor and dirt, but she can still rock a feller. That's all I can say.
Nice.
we got David Chamberlain.
That's all I can say. That's the censored version.
She ain't rich, but she can rock a feller.
Enjoy. You got it.
Bowl with a hide like a hickory tree. Her mama picked out till her hands were bleeding in the fields of Tennessee. God blessed her with a baby. Daddy Ma's a broken mold. She's one of a kind with a heart you'll find made of 24 karat gold. She ain't rich, but she can rock a feller. An old man that saved her that kind of queen with a heart. Need a mink or a jaguar or a mansion trimmed in gold. All she wants is a good man's love, maybe grandkids when they're old. A trade 9-5 on Rodeo Drive or fishing in a feather bed. I wouldn't trade one curl for my Maple Street girl for the fast lane life I live. She ain't rich, but she can rock a feller. No limousine for that country queen with a heart like Cinderella, no French perfume. She's sweeter than French vanilla. She ain't rich, but she can rock a fella. She works at the one stop, does a little car hop, beats me shoe pull. She's down the world, tilt the world down by the river girl, teaching Sunday school. Rockefeller, Lord, she ain't rich, but she can Rockefeller.
That's right, boys.
Hey, cool song.
Another drive. It goes. It goes. Fred, what's in the cup, brother?
All right. I'll be honest with you guys. It's a White Russian. So I got the White Russian and I was like, I'm going to drink this. And then I drank one drink while his last video was on and I had to go and clean my mustache. So I found these strawberry milk straws. It's actually quite good. It's a straw that you suck through and it's supposed to make strawberry milk, but it's making strawberry White Russians.
Oh my goodness. All
right,
cool.
And I know right now globally, it's probably not the right time to drink a White Russian, but I figured
you're good.
Still a drink.
What are you gonna do?
Where's winter home?
I'm not a communist.
Right.
Where's your winter home?
I live in Washington State.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I don't live on the coast. I'm not over in the coast with them weirdos. I'm in the center of the state where all the smart people live. The High Plains Desert. It's actually quite nice.
Yeah, cool. I love it.
So
I love it.
I was telling David in pre-show when we started this show, we started
there was a pre-show.
Oh, it's like a warm up. Yeah, we're good. We have post show too.
But we when we started, this was called Patriot Playtime, and it started on Fridays, the second week of COVID. And we did. It was supposed to be a virtual happy hour, so everyone would come on, and everyone's drinking, and we did it Zoom, so that we could have more people.
Hey, look, say hi to Fred.
Superstars, and yeah. The amount of drinking we did during these shows were ridiculous, and we couldn't keep it on Friday because that's That's when everyone wants to go out and drink. So we we moved it to Sundays. We got you six at six Patriot Playtime. And we're here every week. Hey, this is what we are and who we are. We're building relationships. We are boots on the ground, and we are moving forward to make life different for those that just might need a little extra push, pull, or tug. We are the opportunity to serve. For those who need an outlet to serve, check out the People's Patriot Project at www.thepeoplespatriotproject.org or www.wep3, which is a lot shorter,
W-E-P-3.
Yep. We're the beacon of hope and opportunity for those that might need a little bit of help. And we're not here to fix. We're here to help, and we're here to recalibrate. It's amazing having both you gentlemen on here tonight and sharing your mission that you're involved with in the world. And I do think that there's a pivotal opportunity that we all get to use this in our network as a relationship and building off of each other. And so that's our hopes. That's our dream. That's our passion. So here's a new piece, and I just got done fixing our YouTube channel. That was a nightmare. It was on our part. I'm going to post our YouTube channel here. All of our episodes are on YouTube. All of our debriefs are on YouTube. And all the silly, funny things that me and Andrea have done over the last 2 years, like using dog leashes to work windshield wipers on a vehicle, may or may not be on that. It was a good time. It was a good time. So for us to get to a monetizing piece on the YouTube, we need 1,000 genuine likes or subscriptions. So get into, we'll put the link up here, share it, like it, spread it. Again, the ultimate purpose and cause is to help people and to save lives. So again, gentlemen, thank you so much for being on here. Anything in closing?
Thank you. No, man, it's great to be here. Thank you very much for the opportunity to hang out with you. So, and I really appreciate what you're doing. It's great. Continue doing what you do.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on.
It's our pleasure, and thank you. And if I didn't know that Jess Sams, our vice president,
was on the wagon. Here we go. We'll put this one on. And while we're doing that, I just want to say, too, you guys, everything that you said tonight took me right back to where and when we started this. Because, honestly, we started with a guest who had maybe a nonprofit. We had child sharing attorneys. We had divorce lawyers. I mean, and we finally got down to, let's have those real lives, sincere, we've been there, done that, and come through it, guests. And you guys sharing your stories, where you've been, where you want to go, how you want to help. If you can reach one more person out there, that's why we do this. And David, we brought musicians on because once we started getting into that world, I'm not a veteran, but the veteran world is so caring about their brothers and sisters. And that music is meant to be shared to help, to heal, to touch the heart, and thank you. It just is, it's very touching. And you two are kind of the epitome right now of why we started this whole entire thing. So
thank you.
Appreciate that. Hey, I want to say I have an open door policy. If anybody wants to reach out to me on my social media platforms, I respond to almost every veteran that messages me. I try.
You're awesome, man. Thank you.
And we'll talk about some of that post show here too, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And so the YouTube channel is up. And again, if you want to go to YouTube and see our live there, you can see it there too. And you can always see us here on Facebook. And gosh, thanks for another great and amazing evening. Patriot Pride.
God bless America.